Are you looking for someone?
Yes, for mom and dad.
Well, I'm sure they'll be here any minute, but you can't worry about that. You got a performance tonight. Now, Swanee, you carry this thing with you everywhere you go, don't you? Let's just put it over here for a moment. It'll be nice and safe here. We'll pick it up later, okay? Now, let's tuck in that tie.
This night divine.
Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. Recognize.
Rejoice, Emmanuel. Yeah.
wish my mom and dad could have been here.
Well, you know, I'm sure they wanted to come, but, you know, sometimes being a parent doesn't mean we do everything right. I got a newsflash for you, Tommy. Grown-ups make mistakes, too.
Oh, don't tell me that. I mean, there's... My mom always...
No, darling. I don't need little mistakes, like forgetting to take out the garbage or forgetting about what time to be at the church. I mean, big mistakes, like forgetting how important the holidays are, no matter how old you may be or no matter how alone you may think you are. So you see, us grown-ups can still learn things from you kids.
So you still think that Christmas is a kid's holiday?
No, sir, I do not. I think Christmas is a holiday for everyone. Sometimes it just takes kids like you to remind us. And come on, we take you home. It's almost Christmas. So here's my life long wish.
As a child, Christmas was my favorite holiday for all the same reasons that children throughout the world still look forward to the season. Christmas meant school was out. Christmas meant great food. Christmas meant lots of toys and other presents. As I grew a little older, my feelings began to change. In high school and college, the only thing that Christmas vacation meant was midterms. Sweaters and socks, while nice, didn't provide the same sort of excitement from being unwrapped on Christmas morning. Christmas became another holiday. However, as I've continued to grow older and I'd like to think a little more mature, I found myself getting excited about the holiday season all over again. The tangible gifts haven't changed that much since high school. The reason for the holiday hasn't changed either. What has changed is the realization of its purpose. For me, Christmas is no longer a reason to get out of school. It's not a chance to unwrap the latest gadget or gift. Christmas is now an opportunity. It's an opportunity to praise God for the wonderful family of relatives I have. An opportunity to thank Him for the family and friends that support me. Thank Him for the amazing family of fans who allow me the opportunity to do what I love. It's an opportunity to slow down and think about the gifts and blessings I've received over the past year. And an opportunity to do my best to give a gift worthy of each person who's helped me along the way. That's probably why I love Joyful Noise so much. Not only is it dedicated to God for all the blessings that He's given me, but it's dedicated to each of you for being those blessings. We make this joyful noise for you. Merry Christmas, Atlanta, Georgia! Thank you so much for being here tonight, guys. What a show! What an amazing evening we've had. What a great time we've had being up here on the stage. We've been out on the road for the past month and a half with this show, and it's quite a bit different than the show that we did here last year when we were in town. We decided to do something a little unique, and instead of doing a regular concert, we added a few theatrical elements to the show, and we found out that it isn't that easy to do. It's really tough to do, but a lot of the people on this stage have made it happen because they're some of the hardest working, most talented people I've ever met in my life. A number of them have been with us for the past 2 years, if not more. And we learned another thing this year as we celebrated Thanksgiving together on the road and the rest of the holiday season together. We realized that sometimes what Beverly and Tommy learned on the stage holds true in our own lives, that oftentimes you can be with family without being with people that you're related to. And we thank you very much for being part of our family. And we want to introduce you to a few more of them from Chicago, Illinois. They call him the Cat. On drums, Mr. Felix Hollard. On bass guitar, Mr. Daniel Pearson. If you were out here earlier, you heard an amazingly talented person open up the show for us. He's got a CD in the lobby. It's called Within. You can check it out and buy it there. If not, you can get it online. You can go to your music store. It'd be a great Christmas present. From Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. William Joseph. And from Los Angeles, California, hold it all together up there with the band, our music director, Mr. Andy Avad. From Melbourne, Australia, Mr. Adam Kent. From Hershey, Pennsylvania, Ms. Brianne Hinman. From Los Angeles, California, Mr. John Dahlstrom. From Melbourne, Australia, Ms. Patricia Kent. And from Cheyenne, Wyoming, Mr. Nolan Padilla. Paying tribute to one of our family members who's not with us this evening. If you've been on the show, if you've been to a number of shows, you've noticed that we had a little change tonight. Gregory is not feeling well. He went to the doctor this morning, and the doctor recommended that he not do this show this evening or a few more. So he's going to be out for just a few days, but he'll be back. So we all have our thoughts and our prayers with Gregory Ellis and his family that he makes a speedy recovery. So this morning when we found out Gregory wasn't feeling well and wasn't going to be with us, you know what? We panicked just a little bit. And God answered a prayer and brought us a very talented young man who came in this afternoon around 2 in the afternoon and learned all that you just saw from Marietta, Georgia. Mr. dinner. Someone else, who worked pretty hard, if I do say so myself, came in, worked with Garner, and rewrote the script this evening on the spot. From Raleigh, North Carolina, Miss Allison Lawrence. Came to us from Marietta, a group called Jubilation from Marietta, Georgia, who came and helped us out today as well. We use community theaters in every single city. Today's no exception. They did a wonderful job. Came in this afternoon and learned their parts as well. Garner's sisters right over there. Garner's brothers right over there. Garner's dad's right over there. Right over here. Here we go. And Garner's, okay, here we go. Whew. And his mom is in the audience. Where's his mom? Garner's mother's in the audience tonight. So give this theater group a round of applause. They learned quite a bit today. And nothing happens, nothing's possible without an amazing crew backstage that learned quite a bit today themselves. Ethan and Jeff, Eric and Jake, Jason, Angel, Joey, Jerry, and Leslie are over there. Toby and Junior in the back. Chris Grattan's our production manager. A lot of impromptu this afternoon, this evening. Give the crew a round of applause. They do an amazing job. Everybody on stage. Also, they are no strangers to working off the cuff. From Charleston, South Carolina, Miss Kiana Parlow.
Yeah.
Christmas, Atlanta. Child, dry every tear.